Good evening and welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson. I'll be with you for the next hour as we listen to the early 1960s Blue Note recordings of trombonist Gratian Moncur III and alto saxophonist Jackie McLean. It's Destination Out tonight on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Jackie McLean and Gratian Moncur III with Blue Rondo, a Jackie McLean composition from the 1963 Blue Note album One Step Beyond. We're featuring the 1960s Blue Note albums of Jackie McLean and Gratian Moncur III on Nightlights tonight. We'll be hearing music from the album Destination Out, from Evolution, and from Hypnosis, as well as another track from this album, One Step Beyond. Jackie McLean got this group together around December of 1962. It started when he went to Boston for some Christmastime gigs and hooked up with the then 17-year-old drummer, Tony Williams. And Jackie was so impressed by Tony's playing that he kind of took him under his wing and went back to New York with him. And then he ended up forming this group, which included the musicians we just heard on that past track. Jackie on alto sax, Gratian Moncur III on trombone, Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, Eddie Kahn on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. And the albums that they recorded for Blue Note are just really phenomenal examples of what some people refer to as avant bop, which was kind of a meeting of a hard bop and the avant-garde, or so-called freedom jazz, in the early 1960s. And a number of these artists ended up recording their work for Blue Note, people like Jackie McLean and Andrew Hill and Gratian Moncur III. Gratian Moncur III was the son of a man who played with the Savoy Sultans, a popular swing group in 1930s Harlem. And before hooking up with Jackie McLean, Moncur had played with the Jazz Tet and also with Ray Charles. This next track that we're going to hear is one of Moncur's compositions. It's a jazz waltz called Frankenstein. Gratian Moncur III and Jackie McLean on Nightlights. Thank you. Jackie McLean and Gracian Moncur III doing Moncur's jazz waltz composition Frankenstein from the 1963 Blue Note album One Step Beyond. McLean on alto sax, Gracian Moncur III on trombone, Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, Eddie Kahn on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. That album was recorded in April of 1963, and several months later, in September, McLean went back into the studio with basically the same lineup, except this time Roy Haynes was on drums, and Larry Ridley, Indianapolis native, was on bass. Again, Hutcherson on vibes, Moncur on trombone, and McLean on alto sax. And they recorded an album called Destination Out, which has just been reissued by Blue Note in its RVG or Rudy Van Gelder series. It came out on CD first in the early 1990s, and it was actually the first Jackie McLean record I ever heard, and it just hooked me instantly. I really got drawn into his sound, and I bought this album in August of, I think, 1995 when I was living in Bloomington, and I just thought the album had a really, this may sound strange, a pleasingly oppressive quality to it. It just kind of reminded me of Bloomington in August when it's pretty humid and summer sessions ended, but the regular fall school year hasn't started yet. It's just kind of got this quality to it that I found really attractive. Here's Jackie McLean and Gracian Moncur doing Moncur's composition Love and Hate. You're listening to Nightlights on WFIU.
Thank you.
Jackie McLean and Gracian Moncur III performing Moncur's composition Love and Hate from the Blue Note album Destination Out, recorded in September of 1963 and just recently reissued yet again on CD by Blue Note. McLean on alto sax, Moncur on trombone, Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, Larry Ridley on bass, and Roy Haynes on drums. About 2 months after that, in November, McLean and Moncur went into the studio again with yet another variation of this group to record Moncur's debut as a leader. And this album came out in 1964 under the title Evolution. And they added Lee Morgan on trumpet to the lineup. Bobby Hutcherson again returned on vibes. This time Bob Cranshaw was on bass and Tony Williams returned on drums. David Rosenthal raves about this album in the book Hard Bop, which I highly recommend to anybody who's interested in 1950s and 1960s Hard Bop. And it was kind of my introduction to McLean and Moncur and Andrew Hill and a lot of these musicians who recorded for Blue Note in the early 1960s. And A.B. Spellman, who wrote a really good book called Black Music, Four Lives in the Music Business, another book that I'd highly recommend. It has an interview with Jackie McLean in it, wrote the liner notes to Evolution. He says, "My initial reaction to this record was surprise. I'd expected to hear a hip, hard-bopping, J.J. Johnson-esque trombonist leading a band with a like bent through tunes as familiar as the IND subway line. But what I got was a serious and courageous date composed out of an audacious interest in the more open methods of solo and group improvisation, and the kind of playing that's already been declared anathema by the more conservative factions of the jazz world." Lee Morgan told his brother later on that he liked his album, his playing on this album better than on any other Blue Note album that he had recorded. We're going to hear a Moncur composition from it. This is called Air Raid. You're listening to Jackie McLean and Gracian Moncur on Nightlights. Thank you. Gratian Moncker III and Jackie McLean with Air Raid, a Moncker composition from his 1964 Blue Note album Evolution, featuring McLean on alto sax, Moncker III on trombone, Lee Morgan on trumpet, Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. We'll hear another Moncker composition from that album later on in the program. Right now we're going to skip ahead to the next time that Jackie McLean and Gratian Moncker met in the studio, which was in early 1967 for a session that lingered in the Blue Note vaults for about 9 years and then finally came out in 1976 under the title Hypnosis. This happened a lot with Blue Note. They recorded so much material by these artists, that were just great artists, that they just stockpiled more than they could really release. And as a result, a lot of it didn't get put out until the mid-1970s when Michael Kiskuna got involved with the Blue Note reissue program. So we're going to hear first a Jackie McLean composition called The Breakout and then a Gratian Moncker III composition called Back Home, which kind of gives you a musical idea of Moncker III's time in the Ray Charles Band. But right now we'll start with a composition by a man who, if this program had patron saints, he'd be one of them, Jackie McLean and Breakout on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Gretchen Monker III's composition Back Home from the Blue Note album Hypnosis, recorded in 1967, not released until 1976. We also heard Jackie McLean's composition The Breakout, McLean on alto sax, Monker on trombone, Lamont Johnson on piano, Scotty Holt on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. Monker would join McLean one more time in the studios later that year on several tracks for the Blue Note album Bout Soul. After the late 1960s, Monker's recording activities and playing activities in the world of jazz were fairly sporadic, but he resurfaced not too long ago, gave a lengthy interview, and recently he reunited with Jackie McLean and Bobby Hutcherson to play a show that must have been quite a gig to catch. We're going to close with one of Monker's compositions from the 1963 album Evolution, recorded in 1963, released in 1964. This is The Coaster on WFIU.
Thank you.
Morgan there on trumpet from the track The Coaster, a Gratian Monker III composition off Monker's 1964 Blue Note album, Evolution. Also playing on that track, Jackie McLean on alto sax, Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, Bob Cranch on bass, Tony Williams on drums. Thanks for tuning in to Nightlights this evening. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday at 11:10 p.m. for Bird Lives, featuring live performances by Charlie Parker. Production support for Nightlights comes from Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee and Juice Bar. Nightlights is produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University and engineered by John Shelton. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.